Story 28, The Fiery Furnace. Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. He conquered Jerusalem and took many people captive. He chose some of the best young men and took them away to Babylon. There they had to study and get an education to serve in the king's court. Three of these were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Over the years, they grew stronger and wiser than the other men in the palace. God gave them knowledge and understanding. Whenever the king wanted advice, he talked to these men. He trusted them and gave them high positions in the government. Sometime later, Nebuchadnezzar made a statue of gold that was 90 feet high and 9 feet wide. The king called together a large group of people for a special event to honor the statue. He ordered them, "When the music begins, bow down and worship the statue. If you don't obey this command, you'll be thrown into a burning, fiery furnace." The music began, and all the people bowed low to the ground in front of the gold statue. That is, all except the three Jewish men. This occasion gave certain Babylonian officials a chance to get rid of some of the Jews that were among them. They said to the king, "There are three Jews in high positions in the kingdom who did not bow down to your statue. Their names are Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." The king sent for the three men and told them that he would play the music again and give them a second chance. "Everyone has to bow down to my statue, and that includes you. If you don't bow down, you will be thrown into a burning, fiery furnace. No god can rescue you from my power." Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered the king, "Our God can easily rescue us from your power. But if he doesn't, we still won't worship the statue." Nebuchadnezzar was furious. He commanded that the furnace be heated 7 times hotter than usual. Then he ordered some of his strongest soldiers to tie up the three young men and throw them into it. But the furnace was so hot that the soldiers themselves were killed as they threw in the young men. When the king looked into the fire, he was shocked. He jumped up and shouted, "Didn't we tie up 3 men and throw them into the fire?"
"Yes, your majesty, we threw in 3 men."
"But I see 4 men in there, and they're not tied up. They are freely walking around. Look, the form of the 4th man is like the Son of God." Nebuchadnezzar came close to the furnace and shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out!" As the men came out of the fire, everyone gathered around to see them. They were amazed that the men hadn't been hurt and didn't even have the smell of fire on them. The king announced, "God sent his angel to rescue these men because they were willing to die rather than to bow down to any other god. Now, if anyone says anything against the God of Israel, that person will be destroyed, and their house will be made into a trash heap."